I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Monday, June 12. Coming up, over 17,000 prescriptions filled on the pharmacy pilot program, education and training essential to achieving 5-in-4 growth strategy, and government to preserve Usain Bolt's legacy. The news in detail after the break.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says over 17,000 prescriptions have been filled to date under the Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Pilot Program. The initiative, launched last December, involves partnership with private pharmacies for the dispensing of drugs to public patients. Dr. Tufton says the program has significantly reduced waiting time for patients.
And one of the results of our own analysis is that people are just waiting too long, taking a lot of time. And, you know, when a man's sick and him want attention and him know what his sickness is and him have to sit down for 3, 4, 5 hours, sometimes, you know, that leads to a lot of pain and suffering. And so we wanted to solve that problem.
Minister Tufton was delivering the keynote address at the official opening of the upgraded DrugServe Pharmacy in Greater Portmore, St. Catherine, recently. Administered by the National Health Fund, NHF, the Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Pilot Program aims to improve the delivery of services to public patients by giving them more options to fill their prescriptions. 6 pharmacies in Kingston and 5 in Clarendon are participating in the pilot, with the number of participating pharmacies expected to increase to 50 this year. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says education and training are essential for Jamaica to achieve its 5-in-4 strategy for economic growth and development. Mr. Green, who was addressing the launch of the German Model Apprenticeship Program at the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU, in Kingston recently, said education represents the real engine of growth.
We have to get education and training right. The Prime Minister is doing a very good job of going out there to get investment into Jamaica and to tell people to come to Jamaica and set up shop. But if we're getting the investment and we don't have the human resources to match those investments, then the investments just won't come.
Under the German Model Apprenticeship Program, approximately 25 welders and fitters will be among the first group of students to receive training to international standards. This will prepare them for employment as technical shipyard personnel in the dockyard being developed by German Ship Repair Jamaica Limited at Harbourhead, Kingston. The company is a joint venture between Jamaica and Germany. Students will earn a stipend while engaged in training. Sport Minister Olivia Grange says the government will be following through on commitments to preserve the legacy of sprint champion Usain Bolt after his retirement from competitive athletics. Ms. Grange says the government will be partnering with a sprint legend and the University of the West Indies to establish a sport sciences facility for the country's athletes.
His legacy will continue. Although he's not running on the track competitively, he will be doing things that will enhance the development of track and field.
Minister Grange was speaking with GIS News on Saturday as Usain Bolt bade farewell to a home crowd in the National Stadium, where he ran the 100-meter salute to a legend race during the JN Racers Grand Prix. It was Bolt's final competitive performance on Jamaican soil. And the government has reiterated its commitment to partnering with civil society in the delivery of high-quality service to citizens. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid notes that persons are demanding greater accountability and transparency in how government conducts the affairs of the country. He says such collaboration will help in improving governance at all levels.
The government of Jamaica, therefore, is committed to a model of partnership, so utilizing all our strength and capabilities for greater impact as we position Jamaica as a place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Senator Reid was speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Andrew Holness at the Inter-American Development Bank IDB Group's 7th Annual Civil Society Caribbean meeting in Kingston recently. More than 50 representatives from government and civil society groups across the Caribbean attended the one-day meeting under the theme Delivery Revolution, Governments, Civil Society, A Partnership for Delivering. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.